Annie Dugan. The sun is shining, and we're about to find out where we can enjoy art in our community this week. Does it get any better than that? Howdy, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. It is a great week of art, as always, in the Northland. We start Wednesday at 5 p.m. You have to go over the bridge to Superior, which is just a bridge. Get over it. Thank you, Karen Kramer, for that fabulous phrase. It's the first spring presentation, the Distinguished Diversity Lecture, in honor of Pope Wright. Pope Wright was a art teacher, instructor, professor at the University of Wisconsin-Superior, and really just an amazing force in the arts community, in the community. He was a voice for people of color. He was a voice for people who needed to be heard. He was, I think, when you think of a word for Pope Wright, it's compassion. And he was a open door of kindness. Everyone who has had any interactions with Pope talks about just what a kind soul he was and what a welcoming soul he was. And in honor of him, the University of Wisconsin-Superior has just dedicated this past fall a space on campus in his honor. And as part of that, they are doing a series of Distinguished Diversity Lectures. And on Wednesday at 5 p.m., they are bringing Bunky Echo Hawk in to speak about his art. So he will be doing a lecture and showing the work that he has been creating. And he's just this fascinating voice in the arts community. He's an enrolled member of the Yakima Nation in Washington State, as well as the Pawnee Nation in Oklahoma. And he went to school for writing. He was a creative writing scholar and was developing that form of his creative outlet. And then he started painting, and he has done a really fascinating job of combining his literary arts with his painting and drawing and two-dimensional work. And it's going to be fun to hear his voice and hear what he has to say. He does some really interesting investigations of activist art and how art can be used as a tool to shine a light on diversity and shine a light on issues of Indigenous peoples in our country. The way he paints is really and draws, from what I've seen, it'll be fascinating to hear it directly from him. But from what I've seen, he really has an immediacy of line to his work, where you just get that sense of just this like intense creative energy. So I'm really excited to hear him speak. And then this Friday, it is the Downtown Duluth Arts Walk. So there was a lot of cancellations at the last Downtown Duluth Arts Walk. Since we live in the Northland, we don't stop walking around in the middle of the winter. But because of the polar vortex, some of the spaces that were open in January said, you know what, maybe this is the one occasion where you can stay home. So they're trying to do sort of double duty for this February, since there wasn't one in January, or there was a limited one in January. So they're pulling out all of the stops for February. So it's always it's usually the end of the month, 5 to 8, the downtown art community. And there's 26 art businesses, groups, exhibition spaces that are part of this collective that puts this arts walk on. And when you start listing, I won't list all 26, don't worry, but when you start listing just the purely art spaces, 315 Gallery, which is the Washington Studio space, the Nordic Center, ACO, Tischer Photography, Zeitgeist, Prove, Red, it just starts to like, you start to just realize what an amazing community we're part of. To start, you know, you go down this list and you just think, you know, you start to list coffee houses and bars, and the level of art that these places are showing is really what's exciting too, is that this is not there's quality of creativity in our community that's really unparalleled. And so to see all of these spaces showing off these amazing voices that we have in our community is really exciting. So I would encourage everyone to go on a downtown arts walk, and it's a little warmer than the one in January, so it'll be perfect. And the there's a really special event at the Joseph Nice Gallery. The Joseph Nice Gallery is one of the organizations that's at the center of these Downtown Duluth Arts Walk and the amazing work that Amanda Hunter has been doing. What's great about this collective is very much it's a collective. It's people coming together to put something on, which, you know, can be challenging if you don't have just like, you know, it's not just one person in charge. And I think that what Amanda has done with the Joseph Nice Gallery has really been a great leadership in the sense that she has done service leadership and community leadership and sort of cohesive leadership. So it's that she's not in charge, but she's making it possible for these voices to come together. So they have an opening for Kathy McTavish's work. And it's the title of the show is Generative Textile Drawings. And I am so excited for the community and for everyone to see this new work that Kathy is doing. It's very much a continuation of the work. And if you're familiar with Kathy and you were able to get up and see her work at the Tweed with the Chance exhibition, or maybe you came to the barn and saw her in the barn, she's really doing some fascinating studies of the ways in which humans and computers and code, you know, how we sort of almost have anthropomorphized this this digital world. Like, what is this digital world that we spend so much time in, that we interact with so much, that we have these intimate relationships with? And she has continued that exploration into textile design. So her sister is the McTavish of McTavish Quilting, Karen McTavish. And so she has been working with Karen, with her sister, in her studio to create these quilts. And it's just it's a really special, I have a sister. And so I know that relationship, or, you know, not the same, obviously, we all have different relationships with our siblings, but it's a special relationship that I think is really fascinating when it comes to creativity. And she has included the coding that she does, the kind of generative work in the stitching. So the quilts are monochromatic with white stitching or with black stitching. So you can really see, it's almost like you can like trace your hand over this echo and this index of what's part of the digital world. And it's really exciting to see. So that is 5 to 8 this Friday at the Nice Gallery. And then I also want to remind everyone that there is still time to submit to the WTF exhibition that's happening at Prove Gallery. It's What the Feminist. Don't worry, I didn't say the other version of that. So What the Feminist, they are looking for works that artists consider to be feminist. It's a fairly open interpretation and call, and it's in its third year, I believe. And the organizers have really done a fabulous job of delving into this topic and exploring it in our community. So get your work out and seen as part of the new amazing Prove space with their redone gallery spaces. So that's our week in art. Lisa, it's a great one as always.
So an opportunity for folks that may be set as a goal for 2019 that they were going to push their comfort zone limits maybe just a little bit, maybe
exactly.
Push themselves artistically just a little bit. Maybe this is just the opportunity they've been waiting for.
Just the opportunity, just the time. Get out there and do it.
I love it when a plan comes together. All right, Annie, thanks a gazillion, and
thanks,
we'll have a
Lisa.
Schmooze again next week. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art every Monday here on 103.3 KUMD.